KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. Sunny today, high is 73. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 48. High is 79 on Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 51. High of 78 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine. A few clouds Sunday night, low near 59. High of 82 on Monday. Occasional sun. Monday night, partly cloudy, low near 60. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 42.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. The new Ford F-150 trucks are on the lot at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. See the all-new Ford cars and trucks at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Legal challenges to a Kansas law requiring documentary proof of citizenship remain on track for trial after rulings in two separate federal cases. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson Thursday mostly denied motions seeking summary judgment in mixed rulings that nonetheless keep both cases alive in the courts. Court documents say the family of a 10-year-old boy who died on a water slide at a Kansas water park will receive nearly $20 million in settlement payments. The Kansas City Star reports that $14 million of the payment to Caleb Schwab's family will come from SVV1 and the KC Water Park. The two companies are associated with Texas-based water park company Schlitterbahn. And this time last Friday, much of western Kansas bracing for a rare late winter storm. For this weekend, the warming trend will continue and a break from the rain as well. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog that didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars, but I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
A man accused of crimes in three states has been indicted on murder and other charges in Mississippi. The district attorney for Rankin County in Mississippi said grand jurors Wednesday indicted Alex Deaton on charges of first-degree murder and other charges. He's accused of killing his girlfriend and also being investigated for a second murder in Neshoba County, Mississippi. After his actions in Mississippi, Deaton's accused of carjacking a couple in New Mexico and shooting a convenience store clerk in Pratt. He was caught in Kansas and expected to face trial on charges of attempted murder, theft, robbery and fleeing police for the Pratt shooting. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing June 3rd in Pratt. Hard to believe that it's been 10 years since a nearly 2-mile-wide tornado ripped through the southwest Kansas town of Greensburg, destroying 95% of the town. The Greensburg tornado on the ground for 30 minutes and ran nonstop for 28 miles. Maximum winds in that Greensburg tornado estimated at 205 miles per hour. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska lawmakers debating requiring online retailers to collect sales tax or notify buyers that the tax is due. Senator Dan Watermeyer of Syracuse said that he sponsored the bill to encourage collection of sales tax for online purchases. He says most people pay taxes when they know they owe them but are unaware that online purchases should be taxed. How about a Friday news story with a happy ending? Rescue crews have saved a man who was trapped inside a southeast Nebraska grain elevator. Officials were called shortly after 11 o'clock yesterday to the grain elevator in Raymond on reports of a man being stuck in the grain below the waist. Officials say the man was in the middle of the bin in about 5 to 6 feet of grain, but was surrounded by walls of grain 20 feet high, which threatened to bury him if the grain were to collapse. Again, the man was safely rescued. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a health advisory to residents living along the Big Blue River from Marysville south to Tuttle Creek Lake. The advisory is being issued due to a force main break in Marysville that's caused sewage to flow into a tributary of the Big Blue River north of Highway 36 Bridge on the west side of Marysville. KDHE advises individuals to have no contact with the Big Blue River at this location until further notice. Residents are also advised to keep their pets from making contact with the water. KDHE will continue to monitor the situation. An update will be sent once the advisory is lifted. An appeal was filed in Gage County District Court on a recent decision by the Board of Supervisors to reject a building permit for construction of anhydrous ammonia tanks northwest of Beatrice. Denied on a 3-4 vote, area residents had expressed concern about safety in the event of a leak, damage to roads and infrastructure, and the potential for theft of anhydrous by drug manufacturers. The Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Frankfort communities will host citywide garage sales this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha counties will be represented at the Kansas Sampler Festival in Winfield this weekend. The annual event showcases local tourism opportunities in Kansas communities. This is the final year for the festival, which draws well over 10,000 visitors each year. A regional tourism showcase will be unveiled and implemented beginning next year. Marshall County will be represented by members of the Marshall County Tourism Group, including Bruce Dierking, Ann Mann, and Brenda Stangenborg, while County Tourism Director Gloria Moore will represent Washington County. The festival is open to the public in Winfield Saturday and Sunday. Jefferson County Historical Society will host a living history event this weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Steel City. Museum buildings will be open with period demonstrations both days. A special presentation recognizing Nebraska's 150th year of statehood will be featured by Gary Mitch Zabotrisky Sunday at 2, focusing on the early settlers of Jefferson County. Admission to the weekend activities is free. The Living History Weekend in Steel City runs Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. The American Legion Riders will host a motorcycle show Saturday in Seneca. Registration for the 9th annual event begins at 9 a.m. The show was postponed last weekend due to the weather. Over 100 riders are expected. The awards presentation begins Saturday at 3. RSVP of Northeast Kansas volunteers filed 229 returns for area residents in Marshall and Washington, as well as Nemaha, Riley, and Gage counties this tax season, resulting in over $200,000 in refunds due. Gage County Relay for Life raised around $60,000 last weekend during their annual memorial event hosted in Beatrice. Funds raised go toward cancer research efforts.
Pony Up, Marysville. The Marysville Community Foundation is encouraging donations to local nonprofits this Friday, May 5th. Drop by the Helvering Center anytime from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for fun and refreshments. Nonprofit organizations encourage your support. During the day, Friday, make your donations at the Helvering Center or go online at ponyupmarysville.com. A matching grant incentive from the Marysville Community Foundation will be provided.
Norma J.D. Musil, age 89, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday from 3:30 until 5 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Norma Musil. Elmer Meninga, age 88, of Summerfield, passed away Wednesday. Service is planned Monday at 2 p.m. at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Elmer Meninga.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato with gravy, a wheat roll, coleslaw, and cinnamon pears. Monday's menu, chicken strips, cheesy potato, a muffin, yams, and mixed fruit. Check of a school and community calendar for today. Marysville Junior High track team at Concordia. Softball team and baseball teams at Riley County. Regional tennis competition in Lawrence at Bishop Seabury. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. We'll continue to see high pressure dominate the area as we finish out our work week and head into our weekend. This will lead to lots of sunshine along with warmer temperatures. As we look ahead towards next week, the high pressure lifts off to the east and we'll have some clouds moving back in, along with a chance of seeing a few showers and thunderstorms. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today sunny, high of 73. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 48. Sunny on Saturday, high of 79. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 51. High of 78 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, becoming cloudy, low near 59. High of 82 on Monday, lots of clouds, occasional sun. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 60. High of 82 on Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy. Slight chance of seeing some light rain, low near 60. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, a meteorologist, Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature early May, 72. Record high on this date, 92 in 1943. The average low, 50. The record low is 28 in 1907. Sunset this evening, 8:19. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. Sunny skies and 41 degrees with a light northwest wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 5th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Saturday, May 6th, 8 p.m., Landau Lanes. Bowling for Bucks is back. This year's prizes, beer sponsor swag, Royals tickets, and this year, three lucky bowlers will each win a pair of grandstand tickets for the May 13th NASCAR race at the Kansas Speedway. Bowling is a buck, shoes are a buck. Get to Landau Lanes Saturday, May 6th at 8 p.m.
The Wizards climb back into their playoff series. The Warriors cruise in Game 2, and the Rangers even things up at the Garden. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was a chippy game that featured 8 technicals and 3 ejections, but the Wizards showed some life and won Game 3 in Washington, 116-89 over the Celtics. John Wall, 24 points.
We know it's only one game. We did what we were supposed to do, take care of home court. I know, we just live to fight another day and get ready for Sunday.
Kelly Oubre Jr. was ejected after pushing Kelly Olynyk after Olynyk's illegal screen knocked Oubre down. Celtics lead 2-1, game 4 Sunday in Washington. And the Warriors tuned up the Jazz, taking a 2-0 series lead.
Back to Curry, quick release, and banked it a three from in front of the Warrior bench!
On 95-7 the game, Golden State 115-104 over Utah, game 3 Saturday in Salt Lake City. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers hold serve at home to even the series.
Battle for the puck comes to JT Miller. Now it's a Lindberger shot. He scores! Oscar Lindberg with his second of the game.
On WEPN-FM, New York 4-1 over the Senators, game 5 in Ottawa Saturday. Baseball, no drama last night after a 10th series in Boston, but Manny Machado did get the last laugh at Fenway.
And the 1-1 swing and a high fly ball to deep left field. Back it goes and gone for Machado.
On WJZ, the O's soar past the Red Sox 8-3. Well, the Mariners have won 2 in a row.
Swing and a soft, popped up, shadow, no man's land, right field. Dropping, base hit in front of Calhoun. Seager scores, here's Valencia. He crosses home plate.
On KIRO, the Seattle Mariners crush the Angels 11-3. In Chicago, an unusual walk-off winner.
Ground ball right side, it'll be gloved by Hernandez. They go to second, one, the throw to first, wild throw. Here comes Almora, and the Cubs win.
On WSCR, the Cubs top the Phillies 5-4 for their third straight victory. And Pittsburgh police are investigating a report of a woman being raped in a women's restroom during the Penguins Capitals playoff game Wednesday at PPG Paints Arena. This according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
The Berean Church of Marysville invites you to witness the unique message of Scott Mathis as he demonstrates the meaning of the gospel with his horses. Join Pastor Scott at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds on Saturday, May 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. as he tells his God stories through his horse stories. Chili feed and fellowship to follow. That Saturday, May 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds for this free event.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, farm group representatives know an example of having the Secretary of Agriculture in office and providing advice from an ag perspective. Rod Bain with more.
The timing last week of both the arrival of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue into office and the Trump administration's decision to move forward on renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement was not lost on the ag sector. As Chuck Connor of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives explains.
In that particular circumstance, I think Secretary Perdue was able to demonstrate the importance of agricultural trade in general, but specifically to the NAFTA countries, and that has obviously had a huge impact on the future direction.
And Leslie McNitt of the National Corn Growers Association and others believe it wasn't just what the Agriculture Secretary said, but that he was present and active in providing counsel to the president.
We were thrilled that as the president was convening his cabinet and his top advisors to make a decision on trade last week, that he had Secretary Perdue's perspective, because Secretary Perdue really understands why American agriculture is so important to trade and why trade has been so important to American agriculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting.
The National Farmers Union calling on the U.S. Senate to reject the House-passed American Health Care Act. NFU says the act will cause millions of Americans to lose their health care, lessen protections for those with pre-existing conditions, and adversely affect family farmers and rural Americans. NFU President Roger Johnson expressing disappointment in the House passage of the bill, saying many of the issues from the original legislation approved by NFU in March still exist in the bill. Those issues include a cap to Medicaid based on subsidies on age. He said, Johnson said, House leadership has made the legislation worse by providing even fewer protections for family farmers and rural Americans. Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the Wheat Quality Tour wrapped up Thursday afternoon with all six groups reassembling in Manhattan, Kansas to release their final estimates for the 2017 wheat crop. Jordan Hildebrand with Kansas Wheat was along for the ride. She says things are a little deceptive if you look at a wheat field from the road.
Looks pretty good from the road, but once you kind of got into them, you saw that they were a little bit thinner than what it looked like. But still, most of it looked pretty good. There was a little disease pressure. We saw some barley yellow dwarf, a little bit of mosaic, but mostly everything looked all right. We also released the final projection, and so that final number is 282 million bushels is what we're projecting for statewide production for 2017. Slightly better than expected, but there are a lot of variables. You know, the next 2 weeks in particular for Western Kansas. But, you know, who knows what can happen between now and harvest.
So how much of the Western Kansas wheat crop will wind up being a total loss?
That's the million-dollar question, Craig. We think that some of it might pop back up as long as the stems aren't kinked or broken. However, we did see a lot of kinked and broken stems. Some fields we projected would probably be total losses, wouldn't make it till harvest time. Others we saw up to 70% loss, we estimated. But others were more in about the 10 to 20 range.
Jordan Hildebrand with Kansas Wheat's 282 million bushels, the estimates on the Kansas wheat crop for 2017. This wheat quality tour update brought to you by Kansas Wheat. Ag News, wheat tour update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar, because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's the top-selling rock group of the 70s, Grand Funk Railroad, coming to Prairie Van Casino and Resort to help you party in town. Don't miss the American Band, including Don Brewer and Mel Shucker, live in the Prairie Van Casino Great Lakes Ballroom Saturday, June 24th. Get your tickets today for Grand Funk Railroad. Go to prairievan.com for details. Prairie Van Casino and Resort, epic entertainment, Highway 75, north of Topeka.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture, of course. What the world needs now is, if you were thinking love, well, that's a nice sentiment, but not the word or words that I am after. Those words after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
What the world needs now is, you know, the old song says love, but what we're talking about today is milk. Less milk. The world's got too much milk. The dairy industry is facing a global glut of milk, threatening to force farmers out of a business amid calls to voluntarily lower production. George Crave is president of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo, Wisconsin. He says, we have friends in Ireland and Europe in the same situation. There is just too much milk in the world. In Wisconsin, home to much of the nation's dairy industry, producers are doing what they can to cope, including helping each other out. Farm cooperatives have told their members to think twice about adding more cows to their operations. Joan Baer is spokeswoman for Foremost Farms of Baraboo, Wisconsin. It's a co-op that's operated by about 1,300 dairy farms. She says, we have to strategically plan for every drop now. As our members look at their futures and their plans for growth, they have to be in lockstep communication with us. Also adding to the glut, cows are producing more than ever before. In March, Wisconsin dairy cows produced 2.59 billion pounds, up 1.5% from a year earlier, and the 35th consecutive month of year-to-year increases. Nationwide, a record 17.5 billion pounds of milk was produced in the 23 major dairy states. That's up about 2% from March of 2016. Who's to blame? Well, the president blames Canada. Canada blames us. Bruce Jones, an agricultural economist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says we have got to put the brakes on milk production. He says processors are telling farmers that we can work through this, but don't compound the problem by expanding milk output. All of this has been devastating for some small farms. Mark Castle is co-founder of the Cornucopia Institute, which is an organic farming watchdog group based in Wisconsin. He says it's been death by a thousand cuts for Wisconsin family-scale dairy farms over the past few decades. He says an unfair and uneven playing field has allowed large farms to muscle out smaller ones. One of the state's largest family-owned factories, Mullins Cheese, has tossed a lifeline to eight dairy farms that were at risk of closing because of the trade dispute with Canada. But Bill Mullins, the company's vice president, says he is not able to help dozens of others who could be forced to shut down. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 degrees, sunshine in Marysville this morning. Highs top 70 today. Look for 80s into the weekend. Nothing but sunshine. A very pleasant start to the month of May.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Derek Holland scattered three hits while pitching into the seventh inning. Jose Aru and Matt Davidson went deep off Ian Kennedy, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 8-3 yesterday to split their four-game series. The Royals will take the mound tonight at Kauffman Stadium to square off against the Cleveland Indians. Officials in Olathe have approved a privately owned soccer complex that will include 9 all-weather artificial turf fields. The Olathe City Council this week approved the 96-acre project with an estimated cost of $65 million. The Kansas City Star reports the complex is expected to open January 1st of 2019. It'll include retail space and two hotels. Attorney for the developers Pete Heaven says the project will not require Olathe tax dollars. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day.